Lesson 3. Celebrate expectantly. In today's Bible lesson, Bartimaeus' boldness and faith in Jesus gave him the courage to ask for and receive his sight from Jesus. How can we respond in ways that are encouraging for ourselves and others? In today's contemporary scenario, Donald was faced with a life challenge, and Margaret realized some people respond to life challenges anxiously, while others celebrate God in expectation of the blessing. After Donald celebrated his 24th anniversary on the job, suddenly Donald received the disturbing news the company could not recover from the 2020 pandemic, and they were closing their doors. Donald and others were given a week's notice of the closure. Many of the employees were upset. Donald hooked Margaret up with the job and with Jesus 2 years ago. Margaret stopped by Donald's home when the job announced the closing, and she was surprised how calmly Donald handled the situation. Donald told Margaret, "Challenges in life tests resilience." Donald said in the few years he has known Margaret, he's faced a lot. He and his wife faced challenges raising 3 teenage children, and there were financial challenges when his wife voluntarily quit her job to care for their aging parents. Donald told Margaret he celebrates expectantly and encouraged her to expect and anticipate challenges and celebrate expectantly. Margaret asked Donald if God sees what she's going through with so many people calling on him. Donald encouraged Margaret to trust God, having confidence God has the power to help her. 3 weeks later, Margaret told Donald while she was looking for employment, she has reasons to rejoice expectantly when she looks back over her life and sees how far God has brought her. Donald encouraged Margaret to continue celebrating, expecting, and anticipating Jesus to stop by and work it out for her. Discussion questions. 1. Discuss what it means to you to celebrate expectantly, anticipating God's intervention and deliverance. 2. Have you ever felt like Margaret, that you wondered if God sees you in your time of need? Briefly share. 3. Discuss practical ways Christians can work to grow in their trust in Jesus.